Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture Football.
And I'm Andrew Pollard from What Culture Football.
And we are here to tell you all of today's football news. But as always, if you want to listen to this when you're out and about as a podcast, you can do so by searching for What Culture Football, wherever you get your podcasts from. But Andrew, maybe Barcelona have started the process of sorting themselves out before the season begins.
Yeah, it looks like one of the numerous Dutch names that they've been linked with over the summer is finally about to sign for Barcelona. That Dutch player being Memphis Depay, one of the most enjoyable footballers to watch on the planet. On his day is fantastic. It's completely erratic at times, but it's always fun to watch. He's one of several Dutch players that have been linked with Barcelona since Ronald Koeman took charge, which I was going to say a couple of weeks ago, but it could be, I don't know, or time is insignificant right now in 2020. But either way, yeah, Memphis looks like he's coming in. The Telegraph, the Dutch newspaper, were the first to report that this is finally, it's a done deal. In the region of €25 million, and the player is expected to be unveiled as a Barcelona player at some point later this week. 26 years old at the moment, Memphis, so still a lot more to give. Yeah, I know, he came through so young and so good, so young for Holland at the World Cup in 2014, I guess. 2016, yeah, because that was the World Cup. Crazy. And apparently he's going to be taking the number 9 shirt last worn by Luis Suarez, because Suarez, of course, is one of many, many Barcelona players who are heading for the Camp Nou exit door. Memphis Depay, who knows Ronald Koeman very well from playing for him under for the national team for the Netherlands, a player that came through at PSV and then had his big move to Manchester United under Louis van Gaal, which didn't really work out for him. And I felt a bit sorry for him, because that was when they brought in Memphis Depay and Angel Di Maria after Louis van Gaal, claiming that he needs people who can carry the ball. And then all the stories that came out after van Gaal had been fired was that, yeah, he told those players not to run with the ball in their own half, or in the opposition half. It's like, why are you buying these players in the first place? But anyway, Memphis went on to Lyon, of course, and he's been there for 3 seasons now, moved there for €21 million. He's had 50 goals in 147 games, normally playing on the left, but can easily play down the middle as an out-and-out striker, or is just off the striker as a 10. Extremely skillful player, loves a screamer. There's so much to enjoy about Memphis Depay, I think.
Yeah, I think this is a great signing for Barcelona. I think a lot of the time when players, I don't want to say disappear off our radar, because I don't want to besmirch other leagues, but like, if someone goes to Ligue 1, it's very rare that Premier League football fans, to be honest, think about them for the next few seasons, aside from when they crop up in the Champions League. And he has looked decent, obviously, for them. But like you say, the stats don't lie. He's been a revelation for them. Is it just going to be, by the way, Barcelona become the Dutch national team and like Ansu Fati, Lenglet and bloody Ter Stegen?
Messi's still there.
He's sticking around. He's sticking around because he has to more than anything. But okay,
yeah, he's stuck in that marriage sort of thing. But no, I'd be all for it. As somebody who, I've kept a big eye on Memphis just because I have such a soft spot for Dutch footballers. Yeah. As a Wales fan, it all goes back to that. As a kid growing up as a Wales fan, when it comes to international football and tournaments, there was never anyone to cheer on because Wales never got there. So you'd always pick a team. And from an early age, I just went with the Dutch. So I keep an eye on Dutch players a lot. So been watching Memphis. Anytime I see him, he's been brilliant for Leon. And if Ronald Koeman, if he can get Genie Wijnaldum over the line, which is another one that's been rumoured from Liverpool. Obviously, Donny van de Beek is now off the table because he's gone to Manchester United. But I'd be all for it. I'm thinking of when Louis van Gaal went there and he just tried to take as many ex-Ajax players that he could. There was the De Boer brothers, there was Mark Overmars, Edgar Davids had the spell there, Patrick Kluivert, Yari Litmanen ended up there. There was just like this rotating door of Dutch players. But Ryan Zenden even, he wasn't Ajax, but yeah, still Dutch. Yeah. And Philip Cocu and Mark van Bommel later on. There was just this, it was a club so synonymous with Dutch footballers. And interestingly in this as well, Manchester United could have taken Memphis back because as part of the deal to sell him to Leon, they had a buyback clause in there. Now, they sold him to Leon for £21 million 3 years ago. And I think it would have been maybe roundabout, basically United had this first option where, okay, if it turns out he does really well in Ligue 1 for Leon, then if you want to take it back, you can, as long as you match the price, which the price is €25 million seemingly. But Manchester United on opening that because maybe they're looking elsewhere right now. Hey, Wilbur.
Hey, segue. Good work. Yes, they are not looking at Memphis. But I'm kind of surprised they aren't because I think he's really rediscovered his form, as we said, in Liga and could do something. But they are, well, it seems that barely a day goes by without us mentioning their chase of Jadon Sancho. We reported last week, I believe, that they'd agreed personal terms, sorted out all the bollocks with the agents, but they still have an issue with Borussia Dortmund's asking price of £108 million. And so, as an alternative, Man United are considering potentially loaning Gareth Bale should their Jadon Sancho transfer fall through. Not exactly the same player, I think it's fair to say. Look, they're both incredibly talented, but they are opposite ends of the career spectrum and would do very different jobs, I sense, for the side. But not a bad fallback plan if you've got a spare £300,000 a week knocking about.
Yeah, totally. And I think then it's going to be Wales go for Manchester United. That'll be the new... We'll have to try and fit that into a song somehow for Wales. I can talk all day about my love for Gareth Bale. I still think he's a hell of a footballer. Still only 31, which I know, obviously, you got Jadon Sancho, who is 20. So, like you said, very much different ends of the spectrums in terms of where their careers are at. And Dortmund, I mean, in one way, it's... We could talk about it being a depleted market right now, but it's a seller's market for this particular transfer because the player is tied down for another couple of seasons. So Dortmund don't have to sell him. And so if Borussia Dortmund are holding out for this €120 million or £108 million, then that's their prerogative. And it seems like if this deal doesn't get done now, it could be one of those where it would happen in a year's time. And so it's a stopgap for a year. Gareth Bale on loan, a fit Gareth Bale, a hungry Gareth Bale. To me, it could be a smart piece of business. But then, even with Real Madrid subsidising his wages, reportedly willing to pay half his wages for that year, it's still, you're going to be paying £300,000 a week. I'm arguing with myself in my head here because, like I said, I love Gareth Bale, but I think even if for £300,000 a week, I think Manchester United should be looking at other alternatives. And who knows, it could just be a smokescreen for Dortmund to pull their finger out their ass where, okay, you're sticking to that price with Sancho, right, we're going to go for Gareth Bale, we're moving on now. And it will get to a point where Manchester United will need to move on because they're clearly looking for somebody to play on that right side. And with the transfer window closing on October 5th, 6th, then the longer this goes on, the closer it is. It could be one of those where it goes down to the wire with Jadon Sancho, but United, they need to have backups in mind. And if Gareth Bale is that second option, then maybe they do go for him.
Yeah, I completely agree. I'd love to see Gareth Bale back in the Premier League, obviously. And I still think he has a lot to offer. But personally, I'd just say pay the money, pay the man. Pay him £108 million if necessary. Jadon Sancho is going to be one of the best players in world football over the next few years, in my opinion. And I genuinely think if they sign him, Jadon Sancho, I put them as genuine, genuine title contenders. I know I said that previously when they got Donny van de Beek, but what an attacking line they would have if they got Jadon Sancho added to that. Obviously, we don't know what United are going to look like in the Premier League so far. They've not played yet as a result of the whole European competition stuff. But I just think, you know, I sense that, yes, Gareth Bale could do a job for them and, like you say, could well be a stopgap for a year. I want Jadon Sancho in the Premier League. I think he would be the perfect fit for that United front line. And yet again, Andrew, if Man United sign Jadon Sancho, even more so, he's coming home. But anyway, let's talk about that. You can't talk about it. We've got to move on. Time's ticking. We've got to talk about the thing we can't mention now, Andrew.
Yes. Yeah. Let's move on to talk about something we have to stumble through. Just a quick one, though, with the Manchester United situation. I heard and read that they're the club in the UK that are losing the most money on a weekly, monthly basis as a result of the thing we can't talk about. So, yeah, maybe that's why they're thinking, well, we can't fork out this 120 million euros. I think if they did get him, though, it'd be great in a way that obviously they see Mason Greenwood as part of that attacking three at the moment. But as somebody who's, 18, 19, maybe it could be a little bit too much too soon to expect him to play a full season. Whereas if you brought in a Jadon Sancho, then you've got options to rotate. But anyway.
Get Jadon Sancho in, put him on TikTok, you've earned your money back. There you go. Job done. Genius.
I digress. Moving on to something we can just about skirt around. And Sky Sports News are reporting this morning that there has been 4 positive tests in the Premier League over for the past week of testing. Obviously, the Premier League have come out in their statement and said that we aren't going to say who the players are. We aren't going to say which clubs they are because that's down to the players and the clubs to release if they want to. That's their personal details, their medical information. And rightly so, the Premier League aren't going to throw that out there willy-nilly. But yeah, it's to put it into perspective, though, that it is 4 positive tests, which is not great. But the amount of people that were tested I have it down here somewhere, 2,131 players and staff were tested between September the 7th and the 13th. And 4 of those tests came back as positive. Obviously, the 4 people involved, whether it's players, whether it's staff, they have to now self-isolate for 10 days. But this isn't the first time this happened in the Premier League. Sadly, I don't think it'll be the last. I mean, we've seen previously in the last couple of weeks, Paul Pogba, Riyad Mahrez, Aymeric Laporte. There was a group at Chelsea with Mason Mount, Sammy Abraham, I think Tomori and Pulisic. Right now, we've had Mason Greenwood and Phil Foden isolating for breaching restrictions with their antics in Iceland. Yeah. So, yeah, this is something that is going to be around for the foreseeable future, of course. And hopefully we best wishes to the 4 who have tested positive, and hopefully it's a speedy recovery and nothing too serious for them.
Yes, exactly. We hope we get to the point where there's 0 cases, but that's not going to happen right now. And I think all I can add to that is this is just going to be the new normal for fans of football for the foreseeable future until this ongoing global bastard gets dealt with. And who on earth knows when that's going to be. And it's going to be a very topsy-turvy season. We could see games cancelled. We could see sides depleted. We don't know what to expect, basically. We had a sort of drop in the ocean when it comes to the sort of final 9 Premier League games at the end of last season. A whole season with this cloud hanging over it. Who knows what's going to happen?
Well, Paris Saint-Germain, their first game of the season, sorry to interrupt you there, against Lens on Thursday. That was the game went ahead, but it was a very depleted Paris Saint-Germain team because...
After that Marseille game, you were telling me.
Well, yeah, with the 3 red cards for Paris Saint-Germain, there's going to be a depleted top side for them the next time they play, but that's a whole different story, which myself and Nicholas covered yesterday in detail. Absolutely crazy, all the stuff with that. But yeah, the Paris Saint-Germain game before that against Lens, that was they were missing certain players then because of positive test results. And I think that the rule is if it's more than 3 players, so 4 or more players who have positive results, then games will be called off from any one side, that is. But it is topsy-turvy is a very good way to describe a season ahead because it could play. You're thinking if there's Manchester City and Liverpool, for example, and it's a massive 6-point game at the top of the league to give somebody the edge, and all of a sudden one of the teams has 3 players missing and it's 3, not to wish ill on anybody, but say it's for Liverpool, say it's Mo Salah, Sadio Mane, and Virgil van Dijk. It's like that's the sort of thing we could be looking at where these teams could be massively depleted going into huge games that are games that can decide seasons. But that's just how it's going to be. Once it was decided that football's going to continue and won't start up again for this season, then that is the risk that comes with it, I'm afraid.
A final news story of the day. Andrea Pirlo has finally received his coaching license. It was reported by the Gazzetta Italia just yesterday. He's got his UEFA Pro license. He took the exam over the weekend, I do believe, and therefore will be able to sit on the bench for Sunday's opening game of Juventus season in the Serie A against Sampdoria, as the rough translation I've got here, as their first team leader. A little bit putting the cart before the horse in terms of making him your manager and then going, you need to get a coaching license, right? But just look at those locks. Who could not give him a coaching license? Who wouldn't want to see him sat on the bench on Sunday?
Exactly, that's my thought. Is he just turns up and you just see the man, it's like, give him whatever he wants, give him here's your A license, whatever, your continental license, all of them, just for looking like Andrea Pirlo and for playing like Andrea Pirlo for so many years of your career as Andrea Pirlo. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing how his Juventus side line up. I saw Aaron Ramsey got a beautiful goal at the weekend in a friendly game. Come on, Rambo. Still holding on there, even though these talks, it seemed like since he signed from Arsenal, there was talks of like, yeah, they want to get rid of him. So he's still there. And yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how they line up, because we've heard how that at one point they were maybe looking to get Cristiano Ronaldo out of the door. We've heard how Gonzalo Higuain, I think he may even have signed now in the last couple of days. He was edging towards the MLS, it seemed, at one point. And Dybala's future there seemed uncertain. They've lost Blaise Matuidi. They've still got a very aging backline. It's going to be interesting to see how Pirlo lines up, what sort of players he wants to bring in. Obviously, they brought in Arta. I think they got the Hattabur deal over the line from Atalanta. So it's interesting. And also, I'm looking forward to seeing, because you feel like this is... really, I feel like I say this every preseason when it comes to Serie A recently, where this could be the year where finally somebody dethrones Juventus after what must be 9, maybe even 10. I lose track of how many consecutive Serie A titles they've won. And there's been so many times where you've had hope, whether it was a Napoli, whether it was a Roma, whether it was Inter Milan or Atalanta, even plucky Atalanta last season and Inter. And there's always been that, like, oh yeah, this is the year. This is the year Juve don't win it. And then Juve win it. It's the same as Germany, I guess, with Bayern Munich, where Leipzig are doing well this year, and Dortmund. No, then just Bayern take over and steamroll everybody. So hopefully it's an open Serie A this coming season. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep your eyes, if you've not looked at it already, keep your eyes on Serie A. It's going to be a fascinating season, I reckon, and could be the year, as you say, that Juve get knocked off their perch. But we will keep you posted with all of that, as with all of today's news stories. Do let us know your thoughts on them in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Football wherever you get your podcast from for daily football podcasts. Continuing the conversation on Twitter at What Culture FC, where you can follow both of us. Andrew, where can people get you on social media?
You can get me at Cultured Left Peg.
And you can find me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture FC, as I said. Myself and Andrew will be back later on today to review all of the weekend's Premier League action. But for now, this has been the news. My thanks to Andrew Pollard. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.